The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family to a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, knows what women want to be free, to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Diane the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Dana Terrio. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you. Happy 2020.
Happy 2020. Handle the lump, heal your life, part 10 in 2020. So this is such a perfect opportunity for us because of the very special guest that you brought on with you today that we're going to introduce you to in just a moment. But we're talking about empowerment. That's what we're talking about. And the guest that we have today, she is a world leader in women's empowerment and personal development. So this is going to be the perfect opportunity for you to get into your superpowers and get ready to lift off 2020 on the leading edge. That's where we are, on the leading edge. So Dana, let's do a little recap of 2019 and, you know, we're still standing. We're still standing, right? And wow, how awesome is that? Here we are, we're still standing. And I just want to say what an amazing time it's been these last 10 months. How awesome it's been, the guests that we've had on. And I just want to hear from you. What was your growth edge this last past 10 months, 10 shows? And what, you know, where are you? Let us know about where you are.
We are still standing, still rising, still enjoying the ride. And it's been a real ride. What I really took away from 2019, I'd learned the lesson about radical self-acceptance before, but for me, my big growth gap to close was radical compassion. I learned to be a lot more gentle and kinder to myself. Facing those dark nights, I was up in the air too much, a lot of travel, and so a lot of things hit me hard. So I really got the lesson at 47 to be a lot more kinder to myself. So I'm still learning that one. Well, still some growth that to happen there. Lots of opportunity there.
Yeah, you know, bringing that inner softness, while that is really the new strength, is being soft at the same time, being empowered, right? Knowing where we can access our true power. So, you know, you as an accidental entrepreneur, you know, here you came on, you know, this is your 10th show, this, you know, that we've been doing together. How do you feel, you know, bringing on these beautiful guests and sharing your voice, your vision of women's empowerment? How has that been for you as far as, you know, being on this little radio show, you know, empowering women? How has that been for you?
I love it. Yeah. We coined it accidental entrepreneur because Crystal knows this has been a long time coming, but I just kind of like came out of the gate sooner than I expected. So it's been really amazing. I loved all of the guests. I think everything happened just perfectly and organically. I've loved every guest. I've learned from everyone, but it was extra special for me to interview people that I've actually really been following and really a devoted disciple to. I really loved Dr. Northrup. That was a highlight for us. Dr. V, that was really special. That was the second one. And who did I say the other one was? Dr. V, Dr. Northrup, Crystal, our guest today. This has been a long time coming. This has been forever. And then I became a devotee to some new people. So Dr. Anna Kabeka, she really taught me a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been awesome to see the caliber of people that have come through this show and how we've been able to empower so many women around the world with this wisdom, and that is to really step into our full superpowers so that we can self-heal, so that we can regenerate, and that we can make the world a better place, because I know we all stand for that. And at the same time, you know, all our shadows come up in the process, and being able to continuously, you know, walk alongside the shadow while standing in our superpowers, it does require huge strength and radical compassion, like you said, radical forgiveness, radical self-love. So I'm excited to meet Crystal. So would you like to now introduce us to Crystal, or do you want us to wait until after the break to bring her on?
Yeah, we can do that. I forgot. I knew there was another one. Sir Jack Canfield, because I was in the lane of ladies, but I've mentored with him personally too. So that was a big thing too. But yeah, so let's allow me to introduce our guest today. This is really special for me, because it's been a long time. I've been loving this lady since 2006. So allow me to introduce our special guest.
Thank you.
International best-selling author, emotional age and communication expert, and women's advocate, Crystal Andrus Morissette. Crystal is a worldwide leader in the field of self-discovery and personal transformation. She's also the founder of the SWAT Institute, Simply Woman Accredited Trainer, an empowerment coaching school exclusively for women that is in over 45 countries. Crystal created this with fellow female visionaries, legends such as Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, and the Dr. Christian Northrup. Crystal is also the author of several best-selling books, including The Emotional Edge, and she's also certified in nutrition and sports medicine. Crystal says, eat lima beans, eat lima beans. She studied nutrition. I went and studied nutrition at CSNN. I did everything Crystal did since 2006. So welcome to the show, Crystal.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. It's so great to see you stepping into your power. And it's just, it's a great honor. What a great way to kick off 2020.
It is. And what, like, talk about perfect organic timing, because I celebrate you with you, because you've been standing shoulder to shoulder and linking arms with ladies, legends, for a long time. I just watched your show with Dr. Northrup this week.
It's amazing that you got Dr. Northrup on your show. She is, that's amazing that I'm hearing that, because she is very particular who she works with. And so kudos to you ladies. That shows the energy that you're in, and that you're vibing at a frequency that you're connecting with powerhouse women as well. So I'm honored to be here. You're powerhouse women too.
Thanks, Crystal. And you know, that was a co-creation in the making. All three of us here have big love for Dr. Northrup. Cornelia and I were behind the scenes. We were making that happen. That was a big win for us. But we have said it before, everyone throws around the word empowerment. It's so pedestrian now. It's just empowerment this, empowerment that. But for you, it's a whole other level and a game changer. So tell us a bit about your empowerment story of becoming Crystal. I mean, we've got so much to talk about, and your story is really, it's fascinating. And I remember Dr. Northrup said this week when she had first met you, because congrats, you enrolled her, you aligned with her, partnered with her.
10 years ago. School. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that through a Louise Hay event here in Toronto. So pardon me. She said that you were a beam of light. So, but it wasn't always that way. You weren't always in your woman energy. So
I'm going to say though, I think I was always a beam of light. I think you've always been a beam of light. I'm going to bet that Cornelia's always been a beam of light. And sometimes we're born into a family. It's just popping into my head. If I can do the 1 minute Cliff's Notes story of the Golden Buddha. And the story goes, 1957, I learned this from Louise Hay the first time. The Golden Buddha is a story that is a true story. 1957, there were a group of Buddhist monks and they were moving this huge statue of a clay Buddha. And in the midst, it was 5 tons. And in the midst of moving it, one of the straps underneath the clay statue broke. And the statue fell to the ground and cracked, and all the monks were horrified until one had the courage to say, something's glistening under there. And he went and got a chisel and chipped off, and they discovered that underneath was a solid golden Buddha. And the story goes that hundreds of years earlier, the Burmese army was coming into Thailand at the time, and they knew that that statue would be stolen. And so they devised this ingenious plan, cover the gold with clay. And it worked, except all the monks were slaughtered and the story could never be passed on. So I think it's a lot like us. We're born golden. We're born beautiful. We're born powerful. We're born, but we're not safe enough to shine in our family. We're not safe. We don't feel safe enough to be these beams of light. And so I think I put some protection on. Cornelia was talking about the shadow. We all find a form of protection that we think will keep us safe until we're safe enough to shine again. And so I had a tough go. I know we have to head to a commercial break here in a minute. Maybe I'll tell that story after. Not that I'm trying to take over, but I see the little chat saying, you got 1 minute left. So I had a really tough, turbulent teenage life, a lot of sexual abuse, moved out at 15. And it wasn't until I was in my late 20s that I started chipping away the clay. And once I did, boy, I made things happen fast, really fast. Got my first book deal, did 3 books with Hay House. Did another book with Random House. Now I have my own publishing house. So I think the beam was always there and it just took the courage to shine it up.
So you have your own publishing house. There's so many things that I want to ask you about. I know that Dana and I have to take our turns. We're going to skip this break. That's good to be the boss.
Okay, great.
Good to be the boss. We can skip the break. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, I saw in the notes that you also... I had cervical cancer as well, or dysplasia is back in the day is what they called it, right? Yep. And I really feel like so many of us, from that had sexual abuse, that didn't really have safe childhoods, that really didn't feel safe in the world. So many women had that.
Yeah.
And what's really admirable about you is it sounds like from the time that you were young, like you said, in your early 20s, you then right away started using your, you started chipping away, but you started using your power to create things. So for me, it was interesting because I started self-sabotaging and self-sabotaging myself. So when I hear a story that's similar to mine, and then I look at my past, and I see someone that really, you went early on and you started your empowerment journey that way. It's really admirable. How did you have mentors and people around you that supported you? Because I know our families don't.
Yeah, no, I think actually because my family was so fiercely opposing. Well, one of the subtitle for this book that anybody can go on Oprah.com right now and take my quiz, because this
is good.
You're on Oprah, so you can go on Oprah.com, put in emotional age quiz. But one of the taglines is reroute misdirected fear to live your fullest. I was so angry. That's the truth. I was so angry that I knew I was this really special, kind, loving, smart child and teenager, and my own family didn't see it and didn't recognize it. And if anything, they went out of their way to make my life harder and worse and more painful. And I think I had a little, if I can say it, FU, a little FU in me.
Good.
Instead of the FU imploding on me, I really channeled it into, you'll see. Oprah was my mentor. She didn't know it, but I watched every single solitary show. And when her magazine came out, I bought every single solid episode for magazine. And I just started looking to those who were doing what I wanted to do rather than looking to those who were telling me I couldn't do it, or looking to those who were failing around me or who were, and my mother really sabotaged. So her greatest gift to me was that she was a magnificent, beautiful, golden light, and she imploded and then exploded on everyone around her. So I almost did the, what would my mother do? And do the opposite. God bless her. I don't mean that to sound awful, but if my mother said, you should flip out, I think I should not flip out. If my mother said, you should quit that job, I would think maybe I should get another job first. Or my, so I really did almost. And, I feel that it might not sound very enlightened to say that now. I forgive her. But it's still been 12 years. She lives an hour away from all of her children, 7 grandchildren. She hasn't spoken to any of us. So to have that kind of anger and rage inside of her. I thought, I just can't do it that way. And doing it the opposite way has certainly worked for me. So in a strange way, she was my ally, the shadow. She was my great shadow. And I
pulling the George Costanza, just doing everything opposite.
That's it. I remember seeing that Seinfeld episode and laughing and thinking, yeah, that's exactly what I do. If my mom says, he's so gorgeous, you should get together with him, I think, he's probably trouble. Or, you know, so I mean, it's been a long time since my mom and I have had any type of interaction, but Oprah was my mentor. And I just think I came along. I was born at a time when she was starting her book clubs, and I watched the very first Deepak Chopra show. Interesting, isn't it amazing now? Arielle Ford was Deepak Chopra's publicist. I became friends with Arielle Ford. Like, it's just crazy now. And I'm like, I don't know how I did it, but I would see those people on TV and think, I'm like that. I could do that. Mm-hmm. And I think we create and attract what we believe we're worth.
Yeah.
Not what we want. You know, the law of attraction, I think a lot of people have sort of bastardized it, thinking we just want something badly enough, you'll get it. No, if you want it, but you really believe that you're really deserving and ready for it, you'll attract it. And that's what you've done.
Yeah.
That's what you've done.
You know, Crystal, I think the part that the law of attraction missed, and that was the emotional piece, the emotional piece that you're talking about, because in The Secret, they talked about, you know, the positive thinking. But if your emotional body isn't healed, and if you're still coming from a place of woundedness, separateness, and emotional pain, if you haven't healed that emotion, the core wounds, the emotional core wounds, then you're not going to be able to attract the I am worthy, the I am confident, the I am brave, the I am strong, because you're coming from that wounded place. So I think what you were doing with the whole opposite thing with what your mom, you got it. And that is, you know, we live on this planet of duality. Yeah. And you're bringing in the opposite of, you're bringing in the truth, actually, the truth of duality. So, you know, right?
And, you know, even that is so interesting, because I'm also a yogini, and, you know, studying yoga, you know, there's different mindsets in yoga, and that this non-duality. And I think duality is the spectrum of life, and empowerment is choosing. Mm-hmm. And that's what empowerment is. Empowerment equals choice. We always have a choice. And I think that non-duality, that transcendence, only comes when we really heal the relationship we have with our golden great self, and we heal the relationship we have with our really wounded, broken, heavy, sad shadow self. And that's the healing of that split. And when we heal that split, I think we do live in a world that's non-dualistic anymore. You're not living in that battlefield all the time, but you can't get to that point. I call it your woman energy. You can't get to that woman energy without really digging deep and exploring the relationship you have with your own inner mother and your own inner child. And that you let your own inner mother become the mother to your own inner child. They can go off to the park and play, and then the woman and you can get down to business.
Yeah, that's right. And it's about recognizing the pieces and mirrors, the corners of our heart, that it's all the whole. It's all a reflection of the whole. We I know we both love Jane Fonda, and she says, we're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to be whole.
I have that quote in my book. I love that quote. But I think when a lot of us heard that, we would say, but what does that mean? It's kind of like when the self-love term first came out, and everyone said, you just got to love yourself. And then nobody really knew what that meant. And so I teach empowerment as a formula. And the foundation of that came from one of my teachers with Hay House. Let me grab the book here. Power versus Force, Dr. David Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great book. And you know, it can be a little heady for some people. But I always say, just dig into chapter 3, because when you understand the map of consciousness, and you realize that every emotion does have a frequency, it has a brightness or a heaviness, and you can't get to this really light version of you, this emboldened, brave, loving version of you without moving through every level of consciousness to get there. And when you fall down through them and you rise. And you, what you can learn is how to get yourself back up faster and sustain it longer. That's what Dr. Northrup and I were talking about on our call, is how do you sustain the highs?
That's right. And you're talking about self-sabotage too, Cornelia. And Crystal has been teaching this for so long. If you don't create it, you can't sustain it. It has to come from you. And I remember, Crystal, I always remember this. Florida Maxwell, I think her name, the psychologist.
Yep.
She says, until we own every piece of ourselves, only then can we be fierce with reality. So it's owning all of it. That's the duality too.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And not many of us want to own the bad and ugly. We're very mortified. We think we can just take those parts of us, stuff it down in the basement, so to speak, get pit bulls for the door, get a security system, and keep those parts of us forever buried. And then every so often, we do these peculiar things that we shock ourselves. Like this part of us, that's my internet. That was just my internet. Okay. She busts out of the basement and she does something crazy, or she goes out and does something, or she screams and flips out. And then we say, who was that? And we put her back down in the basement. We're mortified. And we think that if we can contain that part of us, she'll stop bursting out. But the truth is, you need to invite that part of you sort of up to the dining room table and invite her for dinner and get to know her. And suddenly she won't feel like she has to fight for a place in your heart.
Yeah. That's and right. allowing that rage to come out. Allowing that rage to come out. And it's beautiful if you can be with yourself and witness yourself in the rage.
Yeah, or I would say this just popped into my head, is giving the rage an archetype, giving the rage as a name, like Crazy Crystal, and then getting my journal and dialoguing with the real Crystal, the Golden Crystal, and letting Golden Crystal actually get to know Raging Crystal. And so she's not actually raging at people, but she's telling me on paper why she's so angry and who she's so angry at and how she doesn't like me and how she doesn't trust me. And where have I been, oh, enlightened one, Crystal? Where have you been? Like, why does she have to come out and run the show? And then getting to know her and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't even realize. I find that dialogue work is powerful. I get to know my little, my little sad, little scared, little four-year-old. I've gotten to know my old Puritan that is God-fearing and volunteering, and I get to know her. I've gotten to know my perfectionist and my warrior, even my mad scientist who thinks she has to heal the world and work 24/7. I have to get to know her at times and say, thanks for healing the world, but you're going to be dead soon if you don't take care of yourself. So it's these conversations you start to have with yourself. And truthfully, after a while, you don't have to have them anymore. But, I would have a go-to, which would be, I would be so healthy and so good. And then all of a sudden, one night I would just be unhappy and I'd drink a bottle of wine. And then I wake up the next morning and lash myself like, I'm such a loser. I'm going to be just like my mother. And instead of now it's like, if she wants to come out, I'm like, what happened last night, girlfriend? What's going on? What made you want to do it? So then it's not a battle. And after a while, these wounded parts of us just aren't wounded anymore.
When you heal the split.
They heal the split. They trust you now, finally, to be like, oh, the real Crystal or the real Cornelia or the real Dana, she's actually in charge. I can give up the reins. I can trust her to take care of things.
Absolutely. And
that to me is that's empowerment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dana.
You go ahead, Cornelia. Go.
Well, I was going to say, that's exactly that inner work, because so many of us didn't have the safety and the security in our childhoods to be able to have that love and that nurturing. And we really have to give that to ourselves, to do that inner work and to have that all those spaces that have never seen the light of day before, to be heard, to be seen, to be acknowledged, and to come home to the truth. And this is the work, and that work can be painful, but it's so liberating. It's so liberating because there's more of you to love. There's more of you to express. There's more of you to create.
And it was so painful when you didn't know. it was painful years ago when I'd be crying and thinking, will this part of me ever, like, will I ever get over these dark nights of the soul? Will I ever, like, ever just go a whole year without, like, wanting to die? Will I? And then you do the work enough times that you're like, oh, it is, it's healed. I don't have those thoughts anymore. Work. Yeah, but it's a different level now. And that's what I think we need to tell people that are in the healing, really in the deep healing process, that it really gets better and it actually becomes fun. You know, I teach the same course that's called the Emotional Edge course. It's a 12-week course. We just started this week. Dr. Northrup sponsored it this time around, which was like, wow, Dr. Northrup is endorsing this program. It's also been endorsed on Oprah.com. So to have that affirmation and feedback. But I realized even the way I taught 5 years ago, it was heavy. Mm. I cried often. I would do my own work with these women and I'd be crying with them. And now I really am in a place where it's not that I'm not crying if there was something really sad, but I think joy resonates even higher than love. And when you get to a level where you're really vibing at a frequency of joy, laughter is the best medicine. And you sure can start laughing at a lot of things that once were devastating, but you can't fake that. You can't pretend. You can't laugh things off if they're not funny. But for me, the work has really shifted to a more fun place for me anyways.
That's good. So awesome.
Let's introduce this now. Let's introduce the work, Crystal, because this emotional edge, this is the time, because let's bask in that Dr. Northrup said it was spot on. I mean, take that in again.
I know.
It was spot on. And Hay House CEO said that you created a new psychology. He said that you had the Oprah effect. I mean, you're a rat. You're just like real, authentic, and transparent. So tell us, what is this that you can find on Oprah.com? Thank you very much. Can you believe that? What is it? Tell us, because there are a million archetypes out there, but you have three dominant drivers. You simplified it. So
I simplified it. Because, you know, the great thinkers, and again, I don't mean to be, but I've had my own radio show. So when I see the we're going in a minute.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's take a break. And then when we come back, you can go into, you can tell us all about it. But let's give the audience a few calls to action before we go to break. Because, you know, we want to go ahead and where can they get the emotional edge at Oprah.com? Is that where they
can get it? If they actually head to my website, it'll take them through everything.
They can
even watch the very first class we've just had this week. So www.SWAT, just like Special Weapons and Tactical, but we're Simply Woman accredited trainers and we're going to heal the world, one woman at a time, but SWATinstitute.com. And when you click on there, you'll see the 12-week Emotional Edge course and everything is there, from the quiz on Oprah to the first class and how to get signed up.
And without the emotional edge, without really being healed emotionally, you're always going to be, you know, you're not creating your life from an empowered place. And we take no prisoners. This is our time, ladies. 2020 is the year of personal self-mastery. It's a number 22, and that number represents personal power. So
that's my numerology number. I'm a 22.
I'm a 22. So is Dana.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. We're the masters. We're the ascended masters. You're embodied in physical form.
There it is. So it's about that number 22, really being that personal power, that self-responsibility. One of my mantras and one of my passions is that I champion humanity's sovereignty, the authority over one's own life as empowered creators. And that time is now. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Hi, everybody. I want to welcome back our special guest, my longtime mentor, author of The Emotional Edge. This is a fantastic read. So there is some great wisdom here. Dr. Christian Northrup says it builds a bridge to your inner wisdom. So take us through it, Crystal. What are the three dominant drivers? Because we're not doing goddess worship here, but we've got three simplified archetypes. Take it away.
And I simplified it for a reason, because I do love, I love archetype work. I do the goddess cards when I'm doing a retreat, and I'll pull a card and they're always bang on. But in my work and in the years of working with almost exclusively women, and, I age myself because I'm 50 this year, but for like 30 years, I've been working with women. I opened my first health club when I was 21. So and it was a women's only club. So I've been really locked in on women, and I would notice whether it was even in a health club or as a nutritionist or in sports medicine, I would notice how women carried a certain energy about them. And it almost got to be fun. And I didn't at the time realize that I was going to call it mother energy, daughter energy, and woman energy. But I would notice there would just be some women, they could be 20 years old and they just carried the weight of the world on their shoulders. And they didn't even have children, but they were the person to come in early and stay late and never take a holiday, and their work ethic. And they just knew how to read people. Like, they were 10 steps ahead all the time, but they were often struggled with their weight. They often, struggled with perfectionism. They struggled with, there were certain qualities, and I started really seeing it. And then on the other hand, we have our daughter energy, and I kind of chuckle at daughter energy because she's my shadow. So daughter energy is she starts off really fast and furious. She's going to start a new business, and she's going to be a millionaire in 3 months. And when she falls in love, she falls in love really intensely, and she loves hard. And then 3 months later, she's out of love. She's quit her job. She's not. So I started to notice, like, wow. And daughter energy, she could be 60 with 10 grandchildren, and it's so much daughter energy. And then every so often, a woman would come along who was like an Oprah. Except Oprah has too much mother energy. That's why she struggles with her weight, because she's got the weight of the world on her shoulders. So I really started to recognize it. And then I just started thinking about all the great thinkers, and whether it was Freud who said, we have these three aspects to our persona, the id, kind of like daughter energy, the superego, kind of like mother energy, and the ego, he called it. That a lot of people say ego is bad, especially as a yogini, ego, ego. And I would think, but all the great psychologists have taught that we have this part of us within us. How can you get rid of something that's part of you? That doesn't make sense to me. Even in Christianity, which I was raised with, there was this father and this son. And if you healed the split, you would transcend into this Holy Spirit. So I started thinking, well, what about if we had a mother within us and a daughter within us? And if we healed that split, we would transcend into our own inspired self, our woman energy. And so I would meet women along the way and I would think, that's a woman. She just shows up like a woman all the time, wherever she goes, even as she parents, with her body, with her health, with her love life, with her finances. She just has an energy about her. And so as I started working more and more with women and I had to start hiring staff, I didn't realize at the time, but I would have meetings with them. I'd say, listen, I don't care if you have a client that wants that she's from South Africa and her time zone, it's 3 a.m. and she wants you to do a call with her. Then I'd say, don't do it. That's mother energy. I'd say, don't have a little baby voice when you talk on the phone to my clients. You've got to talk like a woman. So as I started using these terms, my staff said, do you know, no one's ever done this before. No one's ever used these. What are they? And the more that I started doing it, I thought, I'm onto something. Carl Jung says we have this ego that we choose, this persona we choose to show up. But it's really driven by the opposite, which is the shadow. My dear friend Debbie Ford did so much shadow work. And I still felt like people were confused over, what does that mean? How do you love the shadow? How do you get to know the shadow? And I thought, well, your shadow might be a daughter energy, or your shadow might be mother energy. Because I know some women who are so coy, cute, dramatic, dynamic. They're mortified of mother energy. They would never want anyone to think they were a mother. So I knew that one of those is your ego or your dominant emotional age. One of those is your shadow or your submissive emotional age. And when we heal this relationship, we transcend into our real age, our woman energy. And you can be that no matter if you're 20 or you're 80. It's an emotional age, not a chronological age. And when I pitched that to Random House, they said, we can't use words like daughter energy and mother energy. That's a Hay House. We got to get you out of that way of communicating, Crystal. So you've got to go mainstream. So that's when I said a parent archetype, a child archetype, and an adult archetype. And that became the foundation of this sort of triad of these three personas. And at first I always thought, like when I had to learn my own work. That's what's crazy about channeling information is you get information and you write a book and then you're like, I have to learn my book. I have to learn how to teach this now. I have to learn this myself so that I can teach it properly. So it took me quite a few years of doing courses like we're doing now, practicing with hundreds and hundreds of women who would say, that worked. Oh my God, that meditation you did last night. Oh, and then I finally just said it's time. And I did the book, and crazy, like within a couple of months of that book coming out, I was in the New York Post and the UK Daily Mail and Oprah 3 times. Like I was like, I've tapped into something. And that's what truth should be, is something universal. It should stand the test of time. It should make sense to anybody Carl Jung said, we all have this collective unconscious. This is a universal truth that's part of that collective. And that's, I think, why it's clicking and making sense for so many women around the world.
You're right, Crystal. It is universal. Another way I see it too is that the woman energy is self-possessed and wholly expressed. And
That's beautiful.
I love that. That's my
mission. Self-expressed and whole self. How'd you say it?
Self-possessed and wholly expressed, because we're in integrity on a cellular level, just like in every aspect of our being. That's the only one that's really 100% responsible, because I see it this way. I see it, to simplify your work, like Dr. Northrup says, Louise Hay says, we're all saying the same thing, but with our own little con spin on it. I see it as woman energy self-advocates, daughter energy self-indulges. So she's 100% responsible. She's not tapped into her resource. Yes. Just not. And mother energy isn't 100%.
Self-abnegates. Self-abnegates.
Yeah, exactly.
She self-abdicates.
So that's really the simplification I find that I borrow with it too.
I even break it down to mother energy is the most selfless part of you.
Yeah.
Water energy is the most selfish part of you. And woman energy is your whole self.
Yes.
Your authentic whole self.
And in the vein of Dr. Northrup's work, because I know we just love her so much, because I mean, we both grew up on Oprah, full diet of Oprah, both raised on Oprah. I fell in love with Dr. Northrup on Oprah, but I studied her in your program because you brought all these brilliant minds together. And she talks about this, about, you know, your biology is your biography is your biology. And she said too, because in your experience, like you said, who gets cervical cancer at 17? This is really important to mention here in our series about health and human potential, because Dr. Northrup says that when we operate in anything outside of woman energy, that's when we co-opt. And what's in control? It just bypasses our immune system, our endocrine system, and our central nervous system. Yep. And she said each disease correlates. And for you, tell us what she said about this.
You want to know what's crazy? When I first wanted to publish the book, I wanted to do a section at the back of The Emotional Edge that was similar to Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. You know, at the back, Louise Hay had almost like you get a cold sore. That means that you have angry words festering. You know, you get a... but again, I'm glad I didn't, because I need to save that for someone like Dr. Northrup to do it now with me from a very intelligent medical perspective, to explain the endocrinology, to explain hormones, to explain. But even back then, I really just wanted to say, like, this is daughter energy. This would be woman energy. It's always daughter or mother. It's all, every illness. You can almost connect it. But, you know, I'm glad I didn't, in the sense that this book has really caught mainstream, and it is being called a new practical psychology.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, Louise Hay sold 40 million copies of that book. And yes, You Can Heal Your Life. But I think I really wanted to keep it so that no one would start saying, oh, it's woo woo. Oh, it's not legit. Oh, it's how can you... So I think I kept it for that reason. But I got to tell you, when I was talking with Dr. Northrup and she started saying every disease can be connected to the way you teach this, I was like, can we do a book together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Yeah.
Who knows?
It's going to happen. You heard it here first.
Yes, you did. Because she said that the cervix represents the lower heart. And you said broken heart, because it's just that's what happened. I mean, there's no coincidence that there's a direct correlation there.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think we still do live in a world where, even when I made the choice to publish this book with Random House versus Hay House, because we do live in a world like, you know, and I don't know if I can go off on a tangent here, but I was just in a yoga forum, a major yoga forum with like probably 50,000 yoginis and yoga teachers in there. And they were, you know, throwing Gwyneth Paltrow under the bus for goop. I mean, they called her the demon. I was like, this is a yoga forum calling Gwyneth Paltrow a demon? Like, she's exploring alternative options, and she's throwing things out there in the world to say, try it. It might. So there's a part of me that I realized I wasn't quite ready to fully branch into the, I know I'm using the words like energy, and it is what I believe, because we are energy beings. When it comes right down to it, if every one of us put our hand under a microscope and zoom down on it, yes, we're cellular, but that's only at the organic level. That's the level of the skin, the organs. So yes, you're cellular, but if you keep zooming down, you'll see that you're actually made up of billions of little empty atoms. They're empty, even to a microscope. They're just a bundle of vibrating energy. So we actually know that we can each be calibrated for the speed of energy that we vibrate at. And so when we do rise up and we deal with those low emotions, the shame and the guilt, it's impossible to be in woman energy when you're still carrying around shameful stories or parenting out of guilt. Oh, I feel so bad. I left my husband. Now I got to buy my daughter's presents every time I travel for work. There was a time in my life that I felt like, and all of that, I couldn't fully reach woman energy and stay in it, because I still had these old stories that I was carrying, a frequency that was still trapped inside of me. And so raising your emotional frequency in time, and I actually use this little thing on the call with Dr. Northrup, but eventually, you know, when you can get your inner frequency to a very high vibration, you can stay up in that powerful place and sustain it. But you have to do the work of healing every story along the way that creates anger and jealousy and fear and sorrow and grieving and blame and guilt and shame. You have to. And that's really the work that we do. We heal those stories so that you can rewrite them and you can become the shero of your own life.
The author, really, have authorship with agency, authenticity. And that's why I wanted to bring this, because the whole women empowering women movement for you, that's why I was saying people throw the word empowerment around very loosey-goosey, but for you, you have true permanence, measured values.
Yeah, I wrote this book back 12 years ago, Simply Empowered with Hay House. I knew that I was going to open an empowerment coach certification program 15 years ago. And I knew but that's also being in the flow. I knew the word empowerment would be trending. I didn't know when. I didn't even know the word trending back then. I just knew, I just felt called that I'm not a life coach. I'm not a business coach. Yeah, I can help people with every aspect of their life. Yes, our coaches can help people in business. Yes, but we're about shifting consciousness so that just that great line, my dear friend who's passed, Wayne Dyer, used to say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You can't fake it though. So we just keep helping clients shift and look at that same thing a little higher, more perspective. You start to have the 30,000 foot view and you look down on things and think, now, you know, I could be really angry at my parents forever. Or I could think, what if I chose them to give me exactly what I needed to learn self-love on a deep cellular level? What if I'd been raised in a family that everyone thought I was the golden girl and that nothing I did was wrong? And I never had to dig deep and really know if I was a good person, just because my daughters sometimes say, I say to my daughters who are like, look at my Julia, my youngest, she's at the Grammys this weekend doing makeup for Lizzo, all Lizzo's dancers. She was at Saturday Night Live in December with Eddie Murphy and Lizzo, my 23-year-old daughter, because she decided when she was 4 or 5 years old and I was working with celebrities and I would take her on set, she said, I'm going to be a famous makeup artist one day. And she believed she was deserving of that. And she did it. I never made phone calls for her. I never got her down to LA to be on a show with Kim Kardashian. I never did any of that.
But and she thought she did.
She doesn't even think it's a bit. You want to know what's so funny? She's at Saturday Night Live on December 18th. Was it December 18th? Whatever day it was. I think it was the 18th. She's down in New York. And she's in the dressing room, just her, Lizzo, and one other person. She's there. Eddie Murphy's passing. She'd kill me if I told these stories. Eddie Murphy's, you know, kind of giving her, I'm like, okay, first of all, he's about 60. So you just stay far away because he's an old man and he's married and he's got 12 children. But she's so funny because, you know, ignorance is bliss. She kept calling him Freddie Mercury. She didn't even get that it was Eddie Murphy, Freddie Mercury. And she kept going, Mom, that Freddie Mercury. And I'd say, it's Eddie Murphy. Don't call him Freddie. His name's Eddie. Oh, but the point is, when you don't know and you just know you belong, you will.
Yeah.
But when you tell yourself a story that I don't belong in that circle, those people are better than me. Those people, no, they're not. They're not.
It's true. And Crystal, I really want to close out with your school, the whole empowerment women, because you're talking about, you can't just pivot out of, you can't jettison to one area. You do it in shifts. Like your daughters, you say, raise them from woman energy, not mother energy. 100% responsibility. And for like, I'm having a big love affair with Melinda Gates. She really denied feminism. She wouldn't identify with it at all. And she talks about how true empowerment, she says she stands for female empowerment. Perhaps that includes girls, but true empowerment is giving opportunity. And I want to just really give you applause, because with your school, you are empowering women. This is true empowerment with opportunity. They can get schooled through the SWOT Institute, because you said you wanted to create the Harvard School of Coaching.
That's long right.
Before anything, you organically became the number one coaching school on Google, and you didn't pay
worldwide.
For Google ad.
Worldwide. And I've never paid for a Google ad. In fact,
it just happened.
Yeah, if you put an empowerment coach into Google, I'm number one in the whole world, and I've never paid for a Google ad. But that's what I try to teach people is you have to be living, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And going back to just saying, my daughters, I always say, you're so beautiful, you're the most beautiful. And they always say, oh, mom, that's just because you're my mom. And so just getting back to that idea of, you know, we really do get what we need, not always what we want. We are given what we need. And that's a high level, that's a very reasonable perspective. When you can look at your life and you can start to say, I've been given what I needed to become my greatest self. And it might not be what I wanted, but if I can see it through those lenses, I can make anything happen. So the SWOT Institute, I thought, I don't want to just make a school where, not that that's a bad thing, that I'm teaching women. I also want to mentor women free of charge. So we created this beautiful win-win, which is that any great certification isn't just going to be theory. You have to have a practical aspect to it. So before any of our students can graduate, they have to do 30 practice coaching calls. And we provide them with those women to coach from all over the world. So women come to the site. Anyone listening can sign up for mentorship coaching. It's really what it's called, a mentor. You don't pay anyone. There's no upsell. No one's going to try to sell you into anything. No one's ever going to try to, nothing. You just get to come and be mentored. You have 3 calls with a coach, and you can sign up for another coach and another coach and another coach for the rest of your life. They're incredible. They've all learned under me. So they've either been in school for 1 year to 4 years. This isn't a winky dinky weekend course. So that we provide that mentorship for these women. And then as well, they can then enroll into, let's say, for example, our emotional edge course, learn it for you, get the edge. And then if you say, wow, I'm blown away, I want to actually do this as a career, then you can enroll in our personal empowerment coach certification. It's our first level, which is a 4-month fast track or a 1-year, take a little longer program. And then from there, if they want to go even higher, it's like getting your master's degree, they can then enroll into our master program, where you are learning from Dr. Northrup and Marianne Williamson, who just ran for president 2020. I mean, yeah, you're in with, I always say, once you hit that circle, you know,
yeah,
you're in the vibe.
She's in Marianne Williamson. She's definitely in the woman energy, right? Wouldn't you
oh,
say
she sure is.
Woman archetype leader of all time.
Yeah,
and you are as well, you know.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful creation. What a wonderful service you're doing for the world, you know, for this whole coaching, mentoring women is so powerful. It's such a beautiful thing. I really encourage all the ladies out there that now is the time to jump on it. There is no excuse. You don't have the money. You don't have to have the money. There is the service. It's there.
That's right.
This is the time to really jump on it. How can they get to your website to look
again?
At the
www.swotinstitute.com. It's all there. SWOT Institute, Special Weapons and Tactical. Healing the world, one woman at a time.
I love that SWOT. It's like, it's so fierce. Sexy. It's so fierce. It's fierce. It's sexy. It's on.
Yeah. I remember when I first called it that. Oh, many women said, why would you do something so masculine? I said, oh, we need fierce goddess women in the world, and we are the new special weapons and tactical.
Yeah. What a great interview. So we've got 2 minutes left. Ladies, I want to ask you this, my new signature question for all my hosts and co-hosts and guests is, what would you put on a t-shirt? What's the message you would put on a t-shirt? Crystal, you go first.
Okay. Well, I have a t-shirt and it says, what would courage have you do? I think Dana might even have one of them.
I do. I have that t-shirt.
What would courage have you do? That just popped because, you know, when you can step into courage, that is the lowest level of the highest levels of consciousness. And your courage will always, and courage is always about dignity and respect for yourself, but for the greater good. So what would courage have you do? And if you do what courage would have you do, you're on your way.
And it's the tipping point. It tips us. For me, I would say, what would love have you know?
Beautiful.
And for me, I will say, be yourself to the max.
Boom.
Be yourself to the max. This is an opportunity for you to really fully step into your greatest self. We weren't born to fit into the old world. We were born to create a new one. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with such amazing women as we're building our new world. Like I heard you say earlier, one woman at a time. And here we go. Thank you so much, Crystal and Dana, for bringing us Crystal for this wonderful call. All of you, the audience, please share this call with as many people as you can and help us spread this beautiful message. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
You've been listening Cornelia.
Thanks, Crystal.
Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.